Track 10 and more news stories. Demolition well underway as excavators on site. The demolition of a derelict site in Newton Abbot is well underway. Contractors have begun work to demolish the mill site in Bradley Lane, with diggers and other excavation equipment on site Monday to Saturday. Teignbridge District Council have said that the demolition is essential to release this key site for redevelopment and is a great opportunity for Newton Abbot to bring a former industrial site back into use. This is despite efforts to conserve the site, chiefly from Newton Abbot and District Civil Society. Once demolished, the site, which has long been earmarked for housing, will be more attractive to a potential developer, the council say. The work is expected to be finished by the end of March.
Baby Juliet makes first appearance. A rare baby Margay has been born at Sheldon Zoo. The elusive wildcat was born at Sheldon Wildlife Trust on October the 13th, but has just made an appearance, having been tucked away, being cared for by her mum, Lucia. The perfect new arrival has now started to make her first public appearances to the delight of both staff and visitors. The trust team found out the sex of the baby, a little girl, last month when she had her first health check with a vet. In honour of long-standing former employee and trustee Julie Matthews, who died recently, the baby has been named Juliet. The Margay, a small nocturnal wildcat native to Central and South America, is a species of conservation concern due to habitat loss and the illegal pet trade. This latest arrival represents a vital step in Sheldon Wildlife Trust's mission to support the protection and breeding of endangered species. The kitten, born to Lucia and Harley, has been thriving under the expert care of Lucia, who is now a very experienced mother, having had three kittens before. Trust Director Zach Sherwell said, "We are absolutely delighted with the arrival of this little one. Margays are an incredible species of animals, and every new birth is an important milestone in helping to raise awareness about their conservation status. Not only do we care for this species at the zoo, but we also support wild Margay conservation through our partners in Panama. Margay are part of a European Association of Zoos and Aquarium breeding programme aimed at supporting the genetic diversity of this vulnerable species and contributing to conservation education. Visitors to Sheldon Wildlife Trust will have the opportunity to see the baby as she grows and to learn more about the natural behaviours and habitats of Margays." And supporting the article is a beautiful photograph of Juliet, the baby cat, staring straight down the camera lens and seems to be pointing at the cameraman with one massive paw.
Choral Society prepare for the next concert. Teen Choral Society got Tynemouth's festive season off to a wonderful start on December the 6th at St James's Church through their performances of Ralph Vaughan Williams' Mesmeric Fantasia on Christmas Carols and other works capturing the spirit of Christmas through many cultures. Much praise was heaped on the choir, and they're now preparing for their May spring concert, which will feature the Requiem of Gabriel Fauré, once captured in an Inspector Morse episode, sung by a dotty character, and a frolicking ride through the great music of the 30s, 40s and 50s. Rehearsals under music director David Bowles are held on Wednesday evenings at 7:15 at St James's Church, Chinmouth. There are no auditions and new members are most welcome. Further information, contact Carol Ann 01626 681 257. And there's a photograph of the Teen Choral Society.
New retailer for town by the end of January. The Range will open in Newton Abbot later this month. The town's outlet of the home and leisure retailer will open on January the 24th. It will open in the building formerly the home of Homebase in Greenhill Way, Kingstainton. This comes after CDS Superstores, the parent company of The Range, bought 70 of Homebase's stores following the business fall into administration. The Newton Abbott opening is one of several across the country that CDS superstores have planned for January, including Bournemouth and Felixstowe. Staff previously employed at Homebase have all been kept on, that Mid Devon understands. The Newton Abbott store joins several others in Devon, including Exeter, Paignton and Torquay.
Travel for £1 on buses with Super Saturdays. A single bus journey will cost just £1 on all bus services in Devon across three Super Saturdays this January. The New Year's special offer is open to all, with a £1 single journey available on January 18th and the 25th. The initiative, delivered through the Devon Bus Partnership in conjunction with bus operators, is designed to encourage more people to use the bus for leisure, to explore their local area, visit family and friends, and to enjoy the stunning coast and countryside across Devon. Councillor Andrea Davies, Deputy Leader and Cabinet Member for Climate Change, Environment and Transport, said, "The cost of living crisis continues to be an issue, so we're hoping that this initiative provides a little bit of help to bus passengers in Devon and Torbay at the start of the year. The £1 single fare has been made possible with Bus Service Improvement Plan funding, and it provides people with a chance to either try their local bus service or simply get out and about for less." Stagecoach Southwest Managing Director Peter Knight said, "We are delighted to be able to offer this discount to Devon and Torbay residents, thanks to our partnership with Devon County Council and Torbay Council. January can typically be a quiet month for people, so we hope by providing this discount, it enables people to explore new places and try new things. The routes included in the offer cover a wide range across Devon, and detailed information about the specific routes and timetables can be found on the Travel Devon website."
Students join photo enthusiasts for exhibition. Photography students will be exhibiting their work alongside the photography experts at an event in Newton Abbott next month. The Newton Abbott Photographic Club pop-up exhibition will feature the work of GCSE and A-level students from Coombshead Academy, Newton Abbott College, Teen School and South Dartmoor College, alongside images created by members of Newton Abbott Photographic Club. This is the second time Newton Abbott Photographic Club has invited local students to participate in a pop-up exhibition. Last year's event was such a success, we were keen to organise another event, and we're really pleased to have Teen School on board for the first time, said Newton Abbott Photographic Club Chair Kevin Bennett. Not only will the exhibition provide visitors with the chance to appreciate photography as an art form, but it's a great opportunity to encourage and showcase the work of the next generation of photographers, Kevin added. The pop-up exhibition takes place between 4 o'clock and 8 o'clock on Tuesday, the February the 4th, at the Courtney Centre in Newton Abbott, and entry to the event is free. Newton Abbott Photographic Club has been running for over 80 years. Meetings are held on Tuesday evenings, and the club is open to anyone interested in photography. And as well as exhibitions, the club runs practical evenings, critique events, competitive competitions, and guest speaker events.